Today's scripture reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38.
今天的经文来自路加福音第1章26到38节。
We'll read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们会用启应方式来读，我们会先用英文，然后广东话读出。
Please stand.
快起来了。
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God.
And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?"
And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God."
And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. Let's read the last verse together. And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
是路加福音第1章26节。到了第6个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣，往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒。 天使进去对他说：蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。天使对他说：玛利亚，你不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
他要为大天为至高者的儿子，主神要把他祖大卫的位给他。玛利亚对天使说：我还没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？
况且你的亲戚以利沙伯在年老的时候，也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有人6个月了。我一起读第38节。玛利亚说：我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。天使就离开她去了。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His Word. Please be seated. Children may now be quietly dismissed for children's worship. The title of Pastor Wilson's sermon today is The First Advent.
I'm sure for many of you, The passage we just read is a very familiar one.
我相信对于很多人来说，你曾经读的经文呢，对你来说都是很熟悉的。
And I'd like to touch on some points that maybe you're not too familiar with concerning the first annunciation of the birth of Christ, the virgin birth of Christ.
或者呢，今天我跟大家去看到呢，就一些你可能不是那么熟悉的，就是讲到关于这个同贞女怀孕生子。
Many of you know that Mary was probably maybe a young teenager, age 13.
玛利亚在当时讲可能是一个很年轻的青年人，或者是13岁左右。
Her betrothed, husband-to-be, Joseph, 14 maybe?
咁佢许配咗咧俾约瑟，咁约瑟大约喺嗰阵时或者14岁左右。
And of course, the scene is a very humble one. They are poor.
咁喺当时嚟讲咧，佢都系一个喺一个好卑微嘅处境里边，因为佢哋都系好贫穷。
And so with that background, an incredible word comes to them from God, from a messenger of God.
咁喺佢哋咁样嘅背景之下，居然有一啲好似令人难以置信嘅话，系喺神嗰度临到佢哋。
And Mary, though she's a virgin, would have a child.
在这里讲到玛利亚，她还是一个童贞女，她将要生一个孩子。
Okay, if you don't mind, go to verse 32. The emphasis today will be on verses 30 to 33. Verse 32 you have right there before you.
那我们今天会看的几段经文都在30-32，我们现在就看32节。
It says there, he will be great. This is the English Standard Version. He will be great.And will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David.
咁喺第32节嗰度咧，佢就讲到佢话，他要为大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他祖大卫的位给他。
So as we start this Christmas season, I'd like to ask you a question: What does it mean? He will be great.
咁喺我哋而家圣诞节嘅呢一个嘅时间里边嘅时候，我想问一下大家，佢呢度讲到话他要伟大系咩意思咧
？Well, I guess you could go through your vocabulary and say maybe really glorious.
咁可能咧你就会话哦，即系话咧好有荣耀啦
，eminent, superior，
或者系好出众啦，好超俾人哋超凡一啲啦
，magnificent, distinguished，
或者好突出啦。
I hope you get the scene here that Luke is trying to convey to us. Jesus was the greatest child ever born.
不过希望你这里看到的就是路加想要带出来的，他说到耶稣就是那个所有所被生出来的孩子里面最大的。
And I hope to connect the dots for you on what that means for us. He will be great.
那今天呢，我在这里就会跟大家去看一看什么意思，他这里讲到说他要伟大。
So if you're familiar with this gospel, Luke 1 verse 15,stated that John the Baptist would be great in the sight of the Lord.
咁啊喺路加福音一章十五节嗰度咧，佢都讲到话施洗约翰咧喺嗰度，佢话到咧佢会将被佢会将成为大。
And in the earlier, we didn't read this because we picked up starting in our text verse 26. But if you went back a few verses, you would see that God would impute or attribute to him John the Baptist.Certain greatness.
咁如果咧，我哋睇前几节嘅经文嘅时候咧，你就会讲到佢神话，佢会将呢一个嘅大系俾到呢个施洗约翰。
Attribute, impute. That means he would credit John the Baptist greatness to his account.
喺呢度讲到佢咧，神咧要将呢一个大咧系俾到去，好似俾施洗约翰系俾佢嘅。
But in the verse you just read, verse 32, it's different. It says Jesus, he will be great in his nature.
但系咧喺路加福音一章32节呢度，佢讲到咧就话耶稣佢自己本身咧嗰个本性咧就系大。
It means it's an unqualified greatness. It's not limited.
咁即係話到咧，喺佢裏邊嘅嗰個大咧係冇受限制嘅。
The greatness isn't something that God the Father does for him.
唔係話咧，係父神咧，要喺佢身上面做啲咩嘢，叫佢大。
Luke is saying that this is essential to his very being, his very nature.
佢話咧，呢個咧就係其實係耶穌佢嗰個本質。
Caleb, don't mind slide one. The greatness of Jesus unfolded as we see, as we open the pages of the Bible, the pages of the Gospels, we see as he started to live his life, his greatness unfolded before our very eyes.
咁当我哋咧睇圣经睇福音书嘅时候咧，喺佢嘅一生里边，佢所做嘅嘢咧，我哋就可以睇见咧佢嘅伟大，佢嘅大系点样嘅嚟到去俾我哋睇到。
And that's what Luke is doing, unfolding the narrative, unfolding the story before us of his greatness.
路加咧，佢就系喺度咧将耶稣佢嗰个伟大，佢嗰个大咧，嚟到一样嘅嚟到俾我哋睇到。
For instance, you see up there, I think it's up there, right? Luke 4:32, a little later on in the gospel here, the greatness of Jesus being pointed out in his teaching, that they never heard anyone like him before.
就好似咧喺路加福音嘅4:32嗰度，佢讲到佢话咧嗰啲人咧都好稀奇佢嘅教训，因为佢嘅话里边咧有权柄，系冇人以前做好似佢咁嘅。
As his greatness unfolded, as he grew, no one spoke as this person.
咁当佢越长大嘅时候咧，冇人讲嘢好似呢一个人，好似佢咁样。
No one taught with his authority.
冇人嘅教训咧，好似佢咁样咁有权柄嘅。
No one ever had the insights, the divine knowledge, the truth from God to the degree and extent that Jesus had.
冇人有佢嗰个嘅洞察，有佢嗰、那个从神而嚟嗰个知识，同埋喺神嗰度嚟嘅嗰个真理。
But as you open up the Gospels, it's more than his teaching. It's his miracles. His miracles, over again and again and again, displaying his glorious greatness.
咁当你睇呢个福音书嘅时候，你发觉咧，唔单止净系佢嘅教训，而系仲有佢所做嘅呢个神迹，一样一样嘅嚟到俾我哋睇见佢嗰个嘅大。
For instance, he raised the dead.
譬如佢将死人咧从死里边叫佢复生啦。
He provided food for multitudes of people.
佢为到一大群嘅人嚟到去预备食物。
He walked on water.
佢喺水里边去行走。
And he healed many.
佢医治咗好多嘅人疾病。
He even had total authority over the kingdom of darkness when he chose to.
当佢选择要咁做，就佢有呢个权柄嚟到去超越咗呢一个黑暗嘅权势。
When he desired to, he cast out demons.
当佢想要做嘅时候，佢可以将呢个污鬼赶出嚟。
The greatness. Do you know anything about it? Do you know anything about the greatness of this little child?
咁你认唔认识到呢一个小婴孩喺佢里边所可以带出嚟嘅嗰个嘅伟大，嗰个大咧
？And in a moment, I'll try to point out to you the reason why you need to know that.
咁我咧会跟住我亦都会话俾你听点解嗰个原因你需要去认识到佢嗰个嘅大咧，佢嗰个伟大。
But of course, the greatest of all the miracles is attested. His greatness is attested to us when he was raised from the dead.
当然啦，当我哋睇咁多嘅神迹里边，最大嘅嗰个神迹就系当耶稣基督佢从死里边嚟到去复活。
He in his own power shattered the bonds of death and the grave and came forth alive.
佢自己佢有嗰个能力，能够可以破碎到死亡同埋坟墓嘅嗰个嘅捆锁。
Again.If you're familiar with the Gospels, you can't conclude otherwise that this was the greatest child ever born.
咁所以如果你熟悉圣经里面所讲嘅时候，你就会知道呢一个婴孩降生嘅婴孩就系一个最喺呢个历史里边最伟大嘅一个婴孩。
But this greatness comes into humble surroundings.
但系呢一个咁伟大嘅婴孩，其实系降生喺一个好卑微嘅境况里边。
And during their engagement time, waiting to be married, Mary and Joseph, here comes this angel Gabriel before Mary.
当玛利亚同埋约瑟佢哋定咗婚之后，喺一段时间里边，但系呢个天使加百列去临到佢哋。
And no one would ever think up or imagine what would happen to them.
冇人咧能够可以想象到咧临到佢哋身上面将要发生嘅事。
The angel announces to this young teenage girl that she's going to have this incredible greatest child ever.
咁咧呢个天使嚟到咧对呢一个咁嘅女孩子讲，佢话你而家将要生一个孩，生一个嘅婴孩。
That this wouldn't happen in the center of learning, in the center of religion, in the center city, Jerusalem. It would happen in humble Galilee.
咁呢件事将要发生咧，唔系喺当时嘅一啲嘅大城市，喺耶路撒冷啊，喺一啲咧或者系好多人去学去学嘢嘅中嘅地方，而系喺一个好卑微嘅拿撒勒。
Galilee was an insignificant place.
加利利系一个好唔显眼嘅地方。
It was here to an obscure young teenage poor girl that the angel Gabriel came to.
喺呢个咁唔显眼嘅地方里边，就呢个天使加百列就临到呢一个咁卑微嘅女孩子嗰度。
And so what you have here in the virgin birth, in the Annunciation that's recorded in the Gospels, is God invading normal human history in a very monumental way.
咁喺呢度咧，你会睇见咧，神去介入到去人类嘅历史里边咧，系喺一个咧好令人注目嘅时刻里边，但系一个喺好卑微嘅地方。
Could you go back to 35:35？
喺第35节嗰度去讲。
Look towards the end of that verse. It says, "Son of God." But right before that, holy. Or in another translation, a New American Standard Bible, it's the holy offspring.
咁咧，第35节尾嗰度咧，咁佢讲到咧，佢话，所要生嘅圣者必称为神嘅儿子。咁喺呢度讲到咧，嗰、那个将要出世嘅嗰个儿，嗰、那个嘅小孩子咧，佢话系，佢个系有另外一个解释嘅方法，就话必称为圣。
See, it's saying that the Most High is going to overshadow you. The Spirit of God is coming, is going to come upon you to make this possible, Mary.
佢话圣灵要临到你身上，至高者嘅能力要荫庇你。
And then it says this child will be called the holy offspring.
咁佢话咧，呢个儿子咧要称为系圣者或者系一个圣洁嘅后裔。
Now, what is a holy child like? Because none of us know. You and I have children. Grandchildren, they're not holy.
咁咧，咩叫一个圣洁嘅孩子咧？如果你有细路仔，你有孙嘅时候，你就知道呢个细路仔都唔系圣洁嘅。
Never before had a mother held in her arms a holy child.
从来冇一个妈妈咧去抱喺佢嘅手臂嗰度咧一个圣洁嘅细路仔。
So, what is a holy child?
咁一个圣洁嘅儿子系咩意思咧
？Well, I can only know by contrast, right?
我只是可以呢做一个相反的对比。
Because none of our children are holy, right?
因为我相信在我们所有的孩子当中没有一个是圣洁的。
But just think, Mary's holding this child, never a wrong thought in his brain.
但想象一下玛利亚她手里面所抱住的这个的婴孩呢，她是从来不会有一个错的念头的。
Never a bad attitude.
从来不会有一个呢坏的态度。
Never an unkind word.
不会讲一句呢不仁慈的说话。
Never an act of disrespect.
不会呢做一些呢不尊敬人的事。
Never a disobedient motion or movement.
从来不会呢有一些反叛。
Never a wrong attitude.
从来不会有一些错误的一个态度。
Never a thoughtless, unkind, selfish act.
从来不会做一些不去顾虑别人自私的行为。
What did he produce? Wonder, awe, worship.
这个的婴孩他只会让人家去对他有这个敬仰，有这个敬拜。
It's heartbreaking, right? We see our children and we see Jesus.
当我们看看我们自己的儿女和看看耶稣的时候，可能我们都会很伤心。
Again, displaying that Jesus is great. This is the greatest child ever born.
在这里给我们讲到，他说到耶稣，他就是他要伟大，这个 是所有降生的婴孩里面是最大的。
Slide 3 please. But it doesn't stop there. This is the greatest eventin human history ever.
而呢一件事亦都系喺人类嘅历史里边咧一件发生嘅最大嘅一件事。
First, this announcement of this coming of the Son of God, Gabriel told Mary not to be afraid.
当天使加百列对玛利亚讲神的儿子会临到的时候，他告诉玛利亚不要害怕。
Because she had, what it says in the text, found favor with God.
他说呢，因为呢，他在神面前呢，是蒙恩的。
Now favor is a word that angel used, and in Greek it's translated grace, it's charon. God was showing unmerited favor to Mary.
咁喺度讲呢个 favor 呢个蒙恩呢个字咧，喺另外咧希腊嘅字嚟讲咧，即系话到系神嘅恩典。
It's that word grace that we looked at last time.
呢个亦都系我哋上次所睇到恩典呢一个嘅字。
And by God's grace, Mary would have this birth.
佢话咧系藉着神嘅嗰个恩典，玛利亚咧佢会生呢一个嘅孩子。
And then the angel Gabriel proceeds to explain the significance of this child.
咁然后呢个天使咧就继续咧讲俾玛利亚听咧呢一个呢个婴孩佢嗰个嘅意义。
Telling us about his person and his work.
咁讲到咧关于呢个婴孩系一个点样嘅婴孩，同埋佢将要做啲咩嘢。
Telling us who was he or what would he do?
或者咧，佢讲嘅就话呢个婴孩系一个咩婴孩咧？佢将要成就啲做啲咩事咧
？And then, what's shocking is because when you and I have children, we get to name them, right?
咁啊，通常如果咧一个父母佢有佢嘅孩子嘅时候咧，通常就系父母咧嚟到去将呢个名字咧俾个孩子嘅。
But this is where it gets a bit touchy for Mary.Because Mary realizes this is not something ordinary. The angel told Mary to call him Jesus.
但喺呢度咧，对玛利亚嚟讲咧系好唔寻常嘅。点解？因为咧呢度个天使咧就话俾玛利亚听，你要叫呢个孩子做耶稣。
Which means God saves. The Lord is salvation.
嘅意思咧就系话咧神会拯救或者系神嘅救恩。
And that's the first hint that we get that Jesus would be the Savior.
咁喺呢度我哋就系第一次可以睇到耶稣基督佢就系嗰个嘅救主。
That he would bring salvation to sinners.
佢会将呢个嘅救赎嚟到去带到俾罪人。
That he would die on a cross, many years later in shame and rise again in glory.
咁佢咧喺好多年好多年之后咧，佢就会系喺羞辱当中嘅嚟到去为我哋去死，然后佢喺荣耀里边嚟到去复活。
And even after the annunciation, the announcement of his birth, his name testifies to his saving work.
所以当咧佢宣布话呢个婴孩将要被生嘅时候，甚至佢嘅名亦都系证明到嚟到去见证到佢所要嚟到做嘅救赎嘅工作。
So that's the scene. A strange association between meekness and majesty.
咁喺呢度我哋咧好睇嘅一个咧好好特别嘅两样嘢嚟到系连埋一齐，一个就系谦卑，另外一个就系嗰个嘅荣耀。
Which is set for us and actually defines Jesus' life and ministry.
呢度就可以咧，其实俾我哋睇见咧耶稣基督佢嘅生命同埋佢嘅事工。
Because he's born in the humblest of circumstances.
因为佢喺一个最卑微嘅环境嘅情况里边嚟到去出生。
And while he was with us.On this planet, he suffered humiliation, right? Poverty, loneliness, homelessness.
当佢喺呢个地上嘅时候，我哋见到咧，佢所经历到嘅咧，就系呢个嘅贫穷，呢个嘅孤单，呢个四处无家嘅，同埋被人哋嘅拒绝。
And as the narrative, the story unfolds, rejection, persecution, torture.
如果继续再睇耶稣佢嘅生平嘅时候咧，又见到咧，佢甚至咧系面对好多嘅逼迫，同埋人哋对佢嘅迫害。
And Jesus humbled himself to the very death.
咁耶稣基督佢谦卑佢自己到直至到甚至系死。
Yet he's still divine. He's still the Son of God.
但佢仍然系神嘅儿子，佢系神。
And God exalts him back up.To greatness by raising him from the grave.
喺呢度讲到神话，神将佢升高，叫佢系死里边复活。
See, we human beings usually get that backwards, right?
我哋好多时可能我哋所走嘅嗰条路系往后退嘅。
Because how does this world work?
因为呢个世界系会点样做嘅咧
？People exalt themselves, right?
人我哋会系要将自己去抬高。
Every one of us here. Is trying to make us better. make us greater.
我哋每一个人咧都想咧系就即点样能够让我哋自己咧系更加嘅大。
That's what we do. We want to better ourselves, right? That's what we're working towards.
所以我哋好多时好努力嘅就系要点啊？就系要叫我哋咧更加嘅去改善自己。
And then God has to humble us.
以至咧神咧系要叫我哋谦卑落嚟。
But Jesus does exact opposite. He humbles himself and lets God do the exalting. God gets the glory.
但系耶稣佢所做嘅咧就啱啱系相反嘅，佢系谦卑佢自己，以至神要将佢升高。
And that touches on a chord.Of his utter greatness.
在这里给我们更加看见在他里面的终极的大
That's slide 3. When the disciples wanted to know who was the greatest, Jesus said, Who is the least among you? You all, who is the one who is great?
当门徒问耶稣哪一个才是可以做大的呢？耶稣说在你们当中你要做大的话你就要作为最小。
See again,All of this unfolding brings about a revolution that turning the world upside down.
在这里看见耶稣他要带来一个革命，就是将一些东西要反转。
Or I should say right side up.
或者要将对的来带回来。
Because God does not define greatness by status.
因为在神那里去看一个人是为大作大的时候，不是看他做什么事。
But by humble service.
而是呢是怎样的谦卑去服侍。
And that's why Jesus was the greatest, right? Because he's the humblest of servants.
所以我们看见耶稣呢他是最大的，为什么？因为他谦卑他自己。
And he became the servant of us.
他成为我们众人的仆人。
And that's the angel's announcement, right? Mary would give birth to a son named Jesus.
这个就是天使他的宣告，他说玛利亚他将要生一个儿子，他叫起名叫耶稣。
And he would be a great savior and the son of God.
他就是成为这个救主，是神的儿子。
And he'd be the most powerful in a different way. And again,That the world does not understand.
他就会成为这个世界都不明白的，就是在这个世界里面他是成为最，在这个历史里面是最伟大的。
And he would usher in his rule over the history of the world.
他要将他那个的统治是带到入这个人类的历史里面。
And the Bible makes clear that this, all this narrative is written so that you would know for sure that Jesus is.Who he is, the savior of the world.
咁圣经里边所写呢啲咧，就系要我哋咧去知道耶稣佢系边一个。
Now Gabriel told Mary that the Holy Spirit would overshadow her. Did you notice that wording in verse 30? I think it's 33.
咁喺第33节嗰度咧，咁天使咧去对玛利亚讲咧，佢话神嘅灵系会去荫庇佢。
And this language echoes the Old Testament because again and again and again, as the Holy Spirit shows up.He overshadows things.
咁咧，如果咧你喺旧约里边咧，你会咧一次一次咧都睇见咧神嘅灵嚟到嘅时候咧，佢会系去荫庇。
The Holy Spirit actively is involved in everything God does.
圣灵咧，佢会喺咧神所做嘅每一样嘢里边咧，佢都系有呢个参与。
For instance, if you go back to Genesis 1:2, the Spirit was at creation, overshadowing the waters of the earth.
譬如好似喺创世记嘅第一章二节嗰，佢话神嘅灵运行在水面上。
The Spirit was at the Exodus, overshadowing the tabernacle in the cloud of glory.
咁喺出埃及嘅时候咧，会睇见咧神嘅灵咧，佢系喺佢嘅云彩咧，就系临到呢一个嘅会幕。
Later, the Spirit will overshadow Jesus, anointing him for his earthly ministry.
咁然后咧，你又睇见咧，圣灵咧，佢去到耶稣嗰度咧，嚟到去高抹佢喺地上面嘅工作。
And it would be the Holy Spirit that Jesus enabled Jesus to make atonement for our sins.
佢话咧，圣灵咧叫耶稣咧嚟到去为到我哋嘅罪成为呢个赎罪祭。
And the Holy Spirit.Helping and raising him from the grave.
同埋神嘅灵咧，会点样将耶稣基督从死里边系叫佢复活
？And it doesn't stop there. Jesus sends the Holy Spirit to overshadow us, the church.
佢话到咧，圣经更中讲到咧，就话耶稣去将呢个圣灵差到嚟去教会嗰度，嚟到去荫庇教会。
See, it's the power of His presence that enables us to serve Christ today.
系神嘅佢嗰个能力与我哋一齐嘅时候，叫我哋有呢个能力嚟到去服侍基督。
The Holy Spirit has been overshadowing God's people from the very beginning, working with the Father and the Son for our salvation.
聖靈呢一直呢都去任备神的子民，由从开始一直到从开始就已经在这里，来帮他们怎样的去跟圣父圣子一起的工作。
But the overshadowing is mentioned here for a reason. There's no work of the Spirit more miraculous than the virgin birth, right?
咁喺呢度，当呢个讲到咧，圣灵要临到佢身上面嘅时候，相信冇一样嘢咧系比一样嘢更神迹嘅，就系叫一个童贞女怀孕生子。
And do you know why the virgin birth is so significant, so important for you to understand?
点解呢个童贞女去怀孕生子一样嘢系咁紧要，要我哋去明白咧
？It's one of the essential facts that you need for a life of faith.
这个是对于我们所的信心呢也是很重要的。
Because if you deny that, you deny the deity of Jesus Christ.
因为如果你不相信这样，或者你否定这样的时候，就是说你会否定了神的神性。
If he was not born of a virgin, either Mary's a liar, an immoral liar,or Luke himself is a liar.
咁如果耶稣佢唔系一个同罪生嘅时候，咁一系咧就玛利亚讲大话，一系咧就系路加去讲大话啦。
It's the Holy Spirit in the conception of the child that makes the Son of God holy.
就系因为圣灵佢叫玛利亚去怀孕生子嘅时候，叫呢一个嘅婴孩咧，佢系有呢个神性喺度。
You know, if Jesus was the physical offspring of Joseph, then we all could go home. We're wasting our time here.
咁如果耶稣佢系约瑟嘅肉体嘅后裔嘅时候，咁我哋根本就系浪费我哋时间喺度咁样听啦。
Because Jesus would be nothing more than a man.Living on this earth.
因为如果是这样的时候，耶稣只不过是一个普通的人活在这个地上。
But his virgin birth, his divine conception by the Spirit of God, these things were necessary for his incarnation.
但是呢，因为他是耶稣基督，他是藉着圣灵怀孕而生的，所以呢，他就有这个的神性，这里就讲到怎样道成了肉身。
And it's only the virgin birth that preserves humanity.The humanity of Jesus and the deity of Jesus.
就是因为个童贞女怀孕所生出来的这个耶稣，他在当中我们就看见耶稣那个神性和他那个人性。
Right? On the one hand, his conception by the Spirit of God points to his deity.
他藉着圣灵怀孕生子，以致他有这个神的神性在这里。
And his birth from a woman points to his humanity.
但是他也藉着一个人玛利亚去来到他生出来，这里就指出到他那个的他那个人那个的人性。
And because he was conceived by a unique creative act of the Holy Spirit, Jesus was not corrupted by the guilt of Adam.
因为耶稣基督是藉着圣灵来到怀孕生，所以他就没有被到人我们的罪来到去败坏的。
You see, you and I can't create a savior. We need some divine intervention, divine initiative to save us.
我哋唔可以自己嘅嚟到去创造一个嘅救主，我哋需要神临到我哋。
Now, why am I saying all of this?
我点解要咁样讲呢？
I hope you see the connection. It's pretty obvious. If God could perform the miracle of the virgin birth,He's able to handle your difficulties today.
我咁样讲嘅意思，我系想大家知道，如果神佢可以能够有呢一个嘅神迹，就系叫一个童贞女怀孕生子嘅时候，佢亦都有咁嘅能力可以去处理到你今日生命里边嘅每一个嘅困难。
Because of this miraculous virgin birth, nothing is impossible with God.
因为当神可以做这个的神迹，叫玛利亚去生这个儿子，是藉着圣灵的时候，神没有一样东西在神里面是没可能的。
J.C. Ryle, a famous Christian of past generations, says a hearty reception of this great principle is of immense importance to our inward peace.
J.C. Ryan 佢係一個好出名嘅牧者，咁佢講到佢話：我哋咧要去用心裏邊去明白，去領受呢一個嘅頭先所講嗰個嘅原則嘅時候咧，係好緊要嘅，以致我哋裏邊咧能夠有呢個嘅平安。
I don't know about you, but my life presently seems very difficult, very impossible.
我唔知道你而家今日嘅处境系点样，喺我嘅生命里边，而家我面对好多嘅困难，好似有好多嘢咧都系冇可能嘅。Let
me ask you, is there anything in your life presently that seems impossible?
我想问下你，今日喺你嘅生命里边，有冇一啲嘅嘢对你嚟讲咧，好似系好唔可能性、冇可能嘅咧？
Perhaps it seems impossible for your great sin to be forgiven.
可能对你来说就是说,在我里面,我做了很多的,犯了很多很大的罪,应该没可能被饶恕。
After all the times, all the effort, if you tried to not do it, you do it again and again and again, you fail again and again and again.
你可能尝试过很多次不要这么做,但是你一次又一次,都是犯这些错。
Perhaps there's some rift in your family.
又或者在你的家庭里面,
and it seems utterly impossible for your family to be restored to the former joy you had.
又或者你好像不可以再挽回你家庭里面失去了曾经有的一些喜乐。
Right, the list is endless. It could be impossible. Maybe there's some physical or financial need you have presently.
又或者是在你里面,你身体上面,或者是你经济上面有很大的需要,好像是不可能的。
Maybe it's an impossible situation at work.
又或者在你工作里面,你面对一些很困难的处境。
Maybe it's something in your ministry.
或者在你的侍奉里面,你有一些事情觉得是不可能的。
In your studies.
或者在你的学习里面,
it may seem impossible to endure the suffering you're going through now.
或者你会觉得你现在所要面对的这些苦楚都是很不可能你可以面对到的。
The Bible puts this here for you.
圣经摆在这里给我们看到,
nothing is impossible with God.
他说在神里面没有东西是不可能的。
He is the God of the virgin birth.
祂是那个神,祂令到童贞女怀孕生子。
There is no sin he cannot forgive.
没有一样的罪,神不可以饶恕。There
is no relationship he cannot reconcile.
没有一个关系,神不可以叫祂可以复合的。There
is no problem he cannot resolve.
没有一样的问题,神不可以去解决。There
is no need of yours that he can't meet.
没有一样你的需要,神是不可以能够满足的。There
is no ministry he cannot bless.
没有一样的侍奉,神是不可以来祝福的。
And there's no grief he can't comfort.
没有一样的忧伤在他里面,神不可以来安慰。
Just think of the miracle of somebody coming to faith.
只要在你的信心里面,你会看见神所行的这个神迹。
There's no life he can't reclaim.
没有一个生命神是不可以说去拿回来的。
There's no sinner that he can't save.
没有一个罪人神不可以来到去拯救的。
That's the hope of Christmas. That's the hope of the virgin birth.
这个就是圣诞节的盼望，这个就是童贞女怀孕生子的给我们的盼望。
And so the question is, do you believe that?
问题是你相不相信呢?
Mary believed it.
玛利亚是相信。
And what a difference it made in her life.
当她相信的时候,你看看她生命是多么的不同呢?
Her encounter with the angel ends with verse 38. Did you notice what she said in verse 38?
当她遇见这个天使的时候,她的回应是什么?在第38节那里。
After this shocking, incredible annunciation, the angel Gabriel, she says, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word."
虽然天使对他说的话,说话令他很震惊,但在第38节那里,他的回应,他说,我是主的使女,情愿照你的话成就在我身上。The
Bible makes clear in Hebrews 11:1 and other places, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
在希伯来书第11章第1节那里,他说,信心就是所望之事的确据, 所望之事的实底是未见之事的确据。
You see, unlike Zechariah, meeting an angel didn't leave Mary speechless.
不像撒加利亚那样,当撒加利亚遇见天使的时候,她不可以说话,但是玛利亚,她可以说话。
That's not to say she didn't have any doubts.
不是说她没有疑惑。
But she's able to grasp to confess her faith here.
但喺呢度佢可以去承认佢个信心。
And that's why Mary's blessed. She is a believer.
所以玛利亚佢被祝福，佢系一个信徒。
She is the mother of your Savior.
佢成为我哋救主嘅嗰个母亲。
But her service led to great suffering.
但佢咁样嘅服侍嘅时候，其实都带俾佢好多嘅苦楚。
Right.You've heard it again and again over Christmas, Christmas over Christmas, right? The virgin birth. Mary had to be willing to give up what? Almost everything.
咁我哋真係睇见当佢要去生呢个耶稣嘅时候，你发觉呢佢亦都要去自己去放弃好多嘅嘢。
What would Joseph think? She's engaged to be married. And now she's going to have a baby. You're going to tell Joseph about a baby. A baby. And we haven't had physical relations. I'm having a baby.
譬如喺度，佢会谂到就约瑟会点谂咧？当佢哋都仲未结婚嘅时候，但系玛利亚佢要生一个嘅婴孩。
How about the reputation, the gossip in that small town Nazareth？
或者咧，玛利亚佢喺呢个咁嘅小嘅镇里边，佢所要面对到或者人哋所讲嘅一啲嘅是非，或者佢自己嘅声誉。
Right? What would people be talking about？
咁啲人会点样讲佢咧？
Some might even say she deserved to die based on the law of God.
甚至有啲人咧，就可能咧就话根据神嗰个律法嘅时候咧，佢要被处死添。
Right? Look at the hardships that Mary had to go through.
咁玛利亚，你睇下玛利亚可能佢要经历过嘅呢啲嘅困难。
The journey to Bethlehem, the exile in Egypt, the hatred of King Herod.
譬如好似佢点样去要去到伯利恒城啦，佢要离开而要去到埃及啦，甚至咧佢要面对咧法老嗰个嘅憎恨啦。
But of course, the greatest suffering is to see her son grow up to die。
可能咧更大嘅苦楚就系咧，佢要睇住咧佢嘅儿子长大，然后佢点样嘅死。
Right? There's one point. Mark 3 tells us that.There was so much controversy surrounding Jesus. One point, the family tried to tell him, "Go to another part of the country, get away."
咁系马可福音第三章，佢甚至讲咧，就话因为咧有咁多人嘅对佢哋讲嘅嘢，甚至佢嘅家庭咧就会叫耶稣啊，你都要离开去第二个地方嚟到去做你嘅事工啦。
Because it was obvious Jesus was a revolutionary, and he was on his collision course to death.
因为耶稣去带来很多革命性 的事情，所以呢这些东西也都是带到他好像要走去这个死亡的路。
And at the very end, Mary had to endure Jesus' arrest, his trial, his crucifixion, and his bloody burial.
甚至最后玛利亚都要 去看到的就是耶稣他那个的被捕，他那个的被审判，他被钉死在十字架上面，还有他的埋葬。
That's why Mary's greater than us.
所以其实玛利亚比我们每一个人都是更加的伟大。
Because she submitted her life to the Lord's will.
因为他将他自己的生命降服在神的旨意那里。
She said, Behold, I am the servant.Of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word.
佢话我系主嘅使女，情愿照你嘅话成就在我身上。
The angel says to Mary, "You're going to have a birth of a child, and you shall call his name Jesus."
咁喺度咧，天使对玛利亚讲，佢话咧，你将要咧系生个孩子，你要叫佢嘅名为耶稣。
Right again, right there, she got it because normally parents name their children, right?
咁喺呢度咧，玛利亚好似咧，佢明白到一样嘢，就系好多时父母系将为佢哋嘅子女咧去改名嘅。
You set the standards for your child because you're in charge of your children, right?
咁咧，你会为你嘅儿女咧嚟到去定一个嘅标准，你想佢哋点样样
？You're in authority over your child.
咁咧，你有个权柄嚟到去教养管理嗰个儿女。
Right? You're the mom. You're the dad.
因为你就系嗰个父母啦。
You have the right to name the child, right?
所以咧，你有咁嘅权利咧嚟到去改你仔女嘅名。
But the angel makes clear to Mary, not this child.
但喺呢度，天使好清楚嘅去话俾玛利亚听，呢一个婴孩就唔系咁啦。
You see, because Gabriel, the angel, is saying to Mary, if this person is going to come into your life, he's in charge. You're not in charge. He is in charge.
这个天使他告诉玛利亚，当这个婴孩要来到你的生命那里的时候，这个婴孩是会是去掌管你的，而不是你去掌管这个婴孩。
You don't get to name him. He's in charge.
你不会是，不是你为他改一个名。
You don't call the shots. He's the Lord.
他是那个主。
She says, let it be to me according to your will. She submits.
那玛利亚在这里，她去信服的，她说就是情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
She's taken her hands off her life.
因为她自己放开手。
She knows if this person is going to come into her life, she has to humble herself. She has to take her hands off her life.
她要知道这个，当这个人来到她的生命里面的时候，她要谦卑她自己，她要放手。
She needs to first say, yes, I'm a sinner.I need God's grace. I need God's salvation by grace.
他需要说到就是说，我是一个的罪人，我需要这个的恩典来到去得救。
Yes, I acknowledge I'm limited, but I don't know how I should really live my life.
我是有限制的，我不知道我应该怎样来过我的生活。
And therefore I take my hands off my life.
以至呢，我是在我自己的生命里面，我放开双手。
That's what it means to follow Jesus. That's what it means to be a Christian.
这个就是跟随耶稣成为基督徒的意思。
Again, it's not just Mary in the Bible. Take Abraham. There's tons of examples. Take Abraham.
其实在圣经里面不只是玛利亚是这样，我们可以看见亚伯拉罕。
God says to Abraham, I'm going to bring salvation into the world through you, through your family.
咁神对亚伯拉罕讲，佢话咧，我要透过你，透过你嘅家，你嘅族嚟到去将呢个恩救恩带到嚟。
I'm going to bring salvation through you, through your offspring.
我要透过你嘅后裔嚟到将呢个救恩带到嚟。
And Abraham submits. He says, "What do you want me to do?"
咁亚伯拉罕去信服，咁佢就话啦，咁我要做啲咩啊？
Go, leave.
神叫佢你要离开呢一度。
Everything that you deem secure, go.
任何一啲你觉得系俾你有安全感嘅嘢，你要离开出去。
Hebrews 11:8, slide 5, please says, "It was by faith that Abraham obeyed." And when God called him to leave home and to go to another land that God would give him as an inheritance, he went without knowing where he was going.
在希伯来书十一章八节那里，他说亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去，出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
God said, Abraham, go.
神对亚伯拉罕说出去。
And Abraham went.And not knowing how things would unfold.
咁亚伯拉罕系话，我唔知道将会遇见啲咩嘢嘅。
And it's the same with Mary, right? Obey me, follow me, submit to me, says God to her, and she humbles herself.
咁玛利亚就好似亚伯拉罕咁样，佢就系听见神咁讲，就话去信服我，去跟随我。
And she goes out.Not knowing what's going to unfold, what it will happen.
咁玛利亚佢就系咁样做，佢唔知道将会有咩事情发生嘅。
Anybody who wants to be a Christian, this is what happens. It's basically the same thing.
任何一个想要成为基督徒嘅人，其实都系一样。
You can't say, "Oh, I'm going to church now. I'm going to follow these rules over here, and maybe some of these over there. I'm going to go get inspired today."
你唔可以咁讲，就系话好，我今日咧就去教会，我咧就会去遵行呢一啲嘅规矩，又或者系呢一啲嘅规矩，又或者咧我要点样去得到一啲嘅灵感。
No, you say, "Lord, I'm taking my hands off of my life. You do. You lead me."
唔系嘅，你所做嘅就系话，神啊，我要将我嘅手在我生命里面，我要将我手来打开。
Because if you've really done this for me,
因为如果神真的这样在我的生命里做，
if you really are this to me, if you're really my Savior, my Lord, then that's the proper response. I take my hands off my life.
因为如果你真是我的救主和我主的时候，我正确的回应就是什么？就是应该我自己放开手。
Even though I don't know how things are going to work out,
就算我不知道将会有什么事情发生，或者事情会怎样。
Whatever, wherever you take me, I'll go.
无论你带我去到哪里，我就是去那里。
Because it'll be all right. because you're with me.
因为神是同我们一起，我们知道一切就会是稳妥的。
You see, this story is really remarkable. It's a teenager, a 13 to 15 year old female teenager is at the bottom of the social ladder of life. Yet everybody in this room knows about Mary. Everyone.
咁我今日所睇嘅呢件嘅事嘅时候咧，其实咧系令我哋咧都可以去睇到嘅，就系一个13岁嘅细路女，去喺当时嘅社会里边，可能佢系真系非常之嘅卑微，喺个社会里边系最低嘅位置。但系我哋每一个坐喺呢度嘅人，我哋都知道佢嘅名字。
Because she humbled herself, right?
因为她谦卑她自己。
It's because she humbled herself, became a servant of the Lord, she became one of the greatest people ever in history.
她因为谦卑她自己，愿意成为神那个侍女的时候，我们今天在世界历史里面，每一个人都知道她。
Let me ask you, how can you do that? How can that be possible?
怎样能够可以是这样呢？
Well, I mentioned before that obviously Mary's greater than us, right?
我曾經話過，我話可能瑪利亞比我哋每一個人都更加偉大。
And the reason that's so is because she did that knowing what? She didn't know what we know. She was anticipating. We look back in hindsight what Jesus did.
點解咁講呢？因為咧，當瑪利亞佢咁樣做嘅時候，其實佢都唔知道會有咩事情發生，佢只係知道將會係咁樣樣。但係今日我哋係點啊？我哋係睇翻轉頭。
But this is why she could do that. Everything she did for God, He did infinitely more for Mary.
但係點解我哋知道瑪利亞可以咁做咧？因為咧，瑪利亞佢所做嘅每一切，其實神喺佢身上面所做嘅更加嘅多。
That's how she could do it, because in Philippians 2, it says that, talking about Jesus, he was God. He became a servant. He humbled himself. In contrast, Mary, yeah, she's a marked woman, right? Because of the virgin birth. But there's no comparison.
我哋喺呢度睇见咧，喺以弗所书第二章嗰度，腓立比书第二章嗰度咧，佢讲到咧，佢话耶稣佢系神，但系咧系成为仆人，谦卑佢自己。
Yeah, Mary took her hands off her life, but Jesus did that too, even a greater extent.
我哋睇见玛利亚冇错，佢系喺佢生命里边佢自己放开手，但我哋睇见耶稣所做嘅更加大。
Remember the Garden of Gethsemane?
记唔记得耶稣佢喺客西马尼园嘅时候
？Jesus didn't want the cup of God's wrath. He did not want it. He said, "I don't want to drink that."
佢唔想饮神嗰个愤怒嘅杯。耶稣佢讲佢话我唔想面对。
He didn't want to go to the cross.
佢唔想去到呢个十字架嗰度嘅。
But as he communed with God, he said, "Not my will, eventually, right? But yours be done."
但系当佢祈祷嘅时候。嘅时候，佢话乜嘢？佢话唔系你嘅旨意，系唔系我嘅旨意，系你嘅旨意成就。
That's the same thing that Mary went through.
呢个就好似玛利亚所经过嘅咁样。
Jesus said, "For my people's sake."
耶稣佢话为到我嘅子民嘅缘故
，that they could be saved, I'll do it.
以致叫佢哋能够得救嘅时候，我就会咁样做啦。
And so Jesus took his hands off his life too.
所以耶稣基督佢亦都喺佢嘅。放开自己的生命。
But he did everything for Mary and for you infinitely more than what Mary did for him.
但是耶稣基督他为到玛利亚和为到我们每一个人所做的事是多过玛利亚所做的。
Mary's here for a reason in the Bible, right?
我哋喺圣经里面睇见玛利亚，佢系有一个原因，点解喺嗰度
？And I suspect it's here for us for a little test. How can a 13-year-old poor teenage girl, an unwed teenage mother in Palestine centuries ago, be so faithful, greater than us today, who in hindsight know the gospel?
我想睇下就係我哋睇翻，好似喺咁多世紀以前喺呢個巴勒斯坦一個咁卑微嘅地方裏邊，一個咁咁年輕嘅13歲嘅女仔，佢所做嘅嘢係咁大嘅時候，我哋今日去回頭睇翻嘅時候，點解我哋唔可以做到比佢更大嘅咧？
Let me close by saying this again. I'm not saying it for any other reason. Just to bring a point home, not really saying, because I've got more challenges of faith today to consider, but it was not easy for me to leave the business world to go preach the gospel.
其實今天我們呢可能都面對很多的挑戰和困難的，即譬如好像就是我這樣，要我離開我做的工作來到去服侍都不是容易。
But that's because I didn't get what Mary got. Right? I didn't get it.
因為我們要明白到瑪利亞去做了什麼。
If I got it like she got it, there'd be no contest, right? It'd be a no-brainer.
如果我們能夠明白的時候呢，咁我哋就唔会有呢一个嘅竞争喺度啦。
But it took me some agony to make that decision. But for Mary, it doesn't.
因为当我咧要决定去离开我工作服侍嘅时候咧，我咧都要系喺当中咧，你要去挣扎咗好耐。
Because she got it, she got the gospel.
但系玛利亚
understood it.
佢明白嗰个嘅福音。
And she knew that whatever she would do.Can't compare to what Jesus did for her.
因为他知道无论他做啲咩嘢嘅时候，都唔能够同耶稣所喺佢身上面所做嘅嘢嚟到相比。
And I would venture to say most of us in this room don't get it. We don't get it.
我可以咁讲就系好多时我哋都唔能够明白得到。
Otherwise, things would be different than what it is now.
因为如果我哋去明白嘅时候，我哋今日所做嘅嘢就会好唔同啦。
So please pray for me.And I'll pray for you that we get it. We get the gospel.
所以让我为你哋祈祷，你亦都为我祈祷，就让我哋能够去明白到呢个真理。
And then we can approach Mary at least, Mary, 13-year-old teenager.
以至咧，当我哋咧嚟到去面对好似玛利亚一个13岁嘅女仔嘅时候
，What great faith she had!
佢有一个几大嘅信心咧
？On that, looking ahead, she didn't even know what we know.
当佢要去咁样去做嘅时候，佢其实都睇唔到将会有咩事情发生。
I hope you look at that this Christmas season. Just look at it.
喺呢一个嘅圣诞节里边，让我哋咁样嘅思想
of what is happening here in this first Advent.
让我哋咧去尝试去明白呢度发生紧啲咩嘢。
Let the Lord speak into your heart through His Spirit.
让神藉着祂的灵在我们心里面来到说话。
And the truth of your word will go deep down, like, just like it did to Mary.
让神话语的真理呢能够临到我们的心里面。
And so hopefully, we together, we can have more faith.
以致我们一起的时候，我们可以有一个更大的信心。
And follow Jesus, right?
去跟随耶稣。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祈祷。
Father, thank you for this Christmas season. Thank you for the gospel.
天父，我们去多谢你这个圣诞节，多谢你那个给我们的福音，我们的圣经。
You know, it is a miracle. You came and did a great miracle, Mary, but you came to us, your people, and did a great miracle and make us believe.
神啊，你在玛利亚身上成就了一个神迹，主啊，其实你也在我们里面也成就了一个神迹，叫我们能够去相信。
But we pray, Lord, you got to help our unbelief, because again, we're hesitant. We're hesitant to go.
神啊，但求你都去帮助我哋里边嘅小信，因为有阵时我哋都去犹豫，我哋唔出去。
You know, we're hesitant to let go of what we cling to, what we think is going to give us what we want.
神啊，因为我哋咧都好疑虑，以致我哋好多时我哋都唔愿意嘅去放手。
And so we're slow of faith.
神啊，我哋喺我哋信心里边系缓慢嘅。
So Lord, please help us as a church.To take hold of the gospel.
神啊，帮助我哋教会，我哋能够去揸紧呢一个嘅福音。
And to know it as Mary knew it.
知道玛利亚所做嘅咩
？And yet Mary's
again, she is not perfect. She's not, you know, she needs a savior just like us.
神阿瑪利亞佢唔係完美嘅，佢亦都好似我哋咁樣需要一個救主。
But we see her in her humbleness, and Lord, we pray that we get at least part of that.
神啊，但我哋睇見佢個喺你裏邊嘅嗰個謙卑。主要我们都帮助我们都成为这样
so that we can say in our lives not my will but yours be done
以致在我们的生命里面我们都可以这样说情愿神你自己的旨意在我们身上
I pray for each Christian here Lord I pray that you'd help us to digest that and understand it better this Christmas season
神我们愿每一个在这里的基督徒我们都能够去明白这个真理去消化到这个真理在这个圣诞节里面
that despite the circumstances the hardships that we're all facing in our respective areas of life
纵然我们每一个人呢现在可能呢都面对很多不同的艰难的的情况或者是困难
we would know the miracle of Christmas
让我们去认识到这个圣诞节的神迹
we pray that you O Lord would shine brightly in our hearts and our lives
神啊愿你在我们的生命里面去光照我们
we pray Lord that you bring people to yourself that you'd grow Christians here
神啊你祈求你都将将其他人带到我们当中也都叫我们在你里面去成长
and we ask that humbly in the name of Jesus Amen
我们谦卑的奉耶稣基督的名求 Amen